السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah, praise to Him in His Highness, the Creator of the Universe, who sent His messengers with the message of Islam to take humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the wisdom of His guidance, praise to Him in His Highness. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final and the seal of all messengers of Allah. He has come up with and finalized the message of Allah in the form of the Holy Quran as an eternal guidance to humanity. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to his house, to his descendants, to his companions, and to the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Yesterday, I was invited to give a talk about Islam in the First Baptist Church in Dalton here, in downtown, to a class. And they didn't ask me a specific topic. And therefore, I thought about what can be a topic common between the believers, in fact. And they are known as Baptists. And we know who is the Baptist. This is John the Baptist. And in the Holy Quran, this is Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. Yahya, in English, translated as John. And he is the son of Zakaria alayhi salam. Both of them prophets of Allah who preached the Torah, the message given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Between two messengers, there are prophets. Prophets do not bring new message. They preach the same message. So between Musa, Moses, peace be to him, and Isa, Jesus Christ, peace be to him, there were a number of prophets. And Sayyidina Zakaria and his son Yahya, peace be to both of them, were among the prophets mentioned. And a famous one was Elijah, and I spoke about him before. Elias alayhi salam, some people say Elijah. So I looked at some verses in the Bible about Sayyidina Yahya, John the Baptist, and I wanted to share with them what the Holy Quran says about these verses, so to find common grounds. And alhamdulillah, mashallah, there is a lot of common ground. And Sayyidina Yahya, peace be to him, you can just, when you read about him, he's just like anyone sitting here in this room, a Muslim. All what he was speaking about in particular, is what we are speaking about right now. And the most beautiful, the most fascinating issue is the story of his birth, actually. And the story begins, and it is told in totally in Surah Maryam, chapter 19 of the Holy Quran. It's the beginning, the first 15 verses of the surah is about Sayyidina Zakaria and Sayyidina Yahya alayhim as-salam. And basically, before I recite the Arabic verses, Sayyidina Zakaria was in old age, and he did not have children. And just like a human being, anybody among us would wish, and you should never quit. You should never stop asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his old age, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a child. And out of love and kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent him the angels telling him the good tidings. Yes, we answer your call. And you are going to have a child. And guess what? I'm going to name him for you. His name is Yahya. That's the English translation, John. And nobody has ever been given the name Yahya before that time. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choice of the name. And he is going to be a master, and he is going, master, by the way, Sayyidan. This is a title, a kind title Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his close worshippers, like messengers and saints and prophets and good believers. And Hasura, he is not going to be seeking women, actually. He never got married because of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, knew about his physiology before his conception. And he will be a good student of the scripture, the Torah at that time, the book of Allah. And he will study it, and he will know it, and we are understanding. وَعَتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. And he will master it, master the knowledge of the book while he is still a young boy. And we saw here in our masjid, alhamdulillah, some of our children recite the Holy Quran and memorize it. And inshallah, as long as Muslims take care of their children, the Sunday school, or like in Chattanooga, and Noor Academy, or in Michigan University. This is just, it should continue to teach our children the book, in fact. And some of them may know something, some of them may master it, like Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Yahya, he was strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling him, Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. Study the book with strength, with most force. You can also interpret it. Stick to the teachings of the book as strong as you can, like what happened with him at the end of his life on earth, actually. He was so persistent in preaching to people in Palestine at that time. And just a quick, short, few sentences about Palestine at that time. We're talking about the Israelites coming from Egypt about 1300 BC, and then they entered Palestine from the east, from Ariha, Jericho, and they entered in some cities by force, but basically after a century or two, they just interacted with the population. The population was known as Canaanites, Canaan. Or if you want the standard Arabic, Qan'an, the content people. They were content because of the milk and honey in the land. It's rich land, blessed land, like Mubarakah. They interacted with them, and a lot of the Canaanites became Muslims. They believed in the message given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Then the Philistines used to live in the coastal area of Palestine. The Philistines came from Aegean Sea, from Greece. And Canaanites were the Arabs, the most ancient dwellers of Palestine, on the Middle East actually. For 1,000 years, the three components of the population, the Israelites who came from Egypt, the Canaanite Arabs, and the Philistines, they interacted. And they were invaded by the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Greek Empire, and the Roman Empire. All of them in 1,000 years. So, a lot like most countries all over the world. Tell me, where is a country in which people were isolated completely? People interacted sometime by trade, sometime by preachers preaching their religion, sometimes by education, sometimes by invasion. But either way, the population of Palestine, by the time of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam and his cousin Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, by that time, the population was one, actually. You couldn't differentiate Israelites from Canaanites from Philistines. Just one population following the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as preached or given to Sayyidina Musa. And in Islam, we call them Muslims, all messengers of Allah, and their followers are described in the Holy Quran as Muslims. So they were following the message of Islam. However, power may lead people to become arrogant. That was the case with the king at that time. His name is Herod. And in the Old Testament, in the Torah, this is very specific to the story of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited a man from marrying his brother's wife. When a brother is dead or they divorce, you could not marry your brother's wife. That king did that. He married his brother's wife in violation of the teachings of the Torah. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam did not accept that. He was the prophet, venerated, glorified, respected by the people of Palestine at that time. And he said, the king is wrong. He is a sinner. He is an adulterer. Exactly like his wife. Her name was Herodias. Like Herod and Herodia were sinners and adulterers. They are wrongdoers. And they have to divorce. And they have to repent. They have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Who are you to tell the king this? The arrogance of power. So the king was angry at him. Make a long story short, the wife, Herodia, told her daughter to go and seduce the king, dance in front of him with little clothes, and she was beautiful. And he asked her, he liked her, and he asked her what she wants, and she said, I want the head of John the Baptist, Yahya bin Zakaria. I want his head. And he ordered the guards to go and decapitate him. And they brought his head on a plate like she asked and gave her to please the daughter. This is the story of Sayyidina Yahya. He never stopped preaching. He was not afraid of the king. And more important, he did not kiss up to the present religious leadership, the rabbis. They were called the Sanhedrin, Sadducees, the highest priests at that time. And they were preaching, and still some people are still preaching until today, that we are descendants of Abraham, Ibrahim, peace be to him. And he had a covenant with God. Covenant means agreement. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to favor the children, descendants from Abraham, and particularly descendants of Yaqub alayhi salam, Israel. In a way, no matter what they do, they are forgiven. So if they commit sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they claim, Allah did not say that, but they claim that their sins are forgiven. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam argued with the priests that you are wrong. Allah, this is Sayyidina Yahya, a prophet, before Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, before the Quran is very clear. Sayyidina Ibrahim in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, when he wanted Allah to extend his favor to his children, he said, La yanalu ahdi al-zalimun, or zalimin, La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. The wrongdoers are not part of my covenant. This is in the Holy Quran. This is about the covenant. That if people commit sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself, he is the merciful, the compassionate, who accept repentance. Just do it. This is the right thing to do, so the universe, the world would be constructed in a good way, and life would go on in a right way. We make mistakes, we may sin, but he said, if you repent sincerely, I'm going to forgive you. But these people, the high-ranking priests at that time, they were preaching, no, no, you are children of Israel, you are forgiven already, so do whatever they want. And he said, no, you're wrong. And they had a part in his execution, actually, because they did not stand with him. And exactly, they did the same with Sayyidina Isa, alayhi salam. When that Sayyidina Isa time came, and they lived in the same time, but Sayyidina Yahya, peace be to him, started his ministry before. So this is the story of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, that he was sticking strongly to the book of Allah, to the teachings of Allah, for the good of humanity. He was not afraid of power of the powerful or arrogance of the tyrant. He paid the ultimate price. He could have easily joined the other high priests, and nobody will touch him. But he did not do that. We find all what I described in verses 1 to 15 of Surah Maryam. This is chapter 19 of the Holy Quran. In particular, for the sake of brevity and time, and I want just to emphasize one specific verse in how Sayyidina Zakariya, alayhi salam, peace be to him, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why? Usually we learn from the politeness of the prophets and messengers, they may be shy, they may be embarrassed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the famous case of Sayyidina Ayyub, Job, peace be to him, although his disease and he was embarrassed to ask Allah to heal him. But why did Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاف ها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. The last here, quick translation, this is the supplication that Sayyidina Zakariya forwarded towards Allah Azza wa Jal. He called Allah nida'an khafiyya, embarrassed to make it loud. He said it in a very low voice, or maybe just while making sujood, nobody would listen to that. He said, oh Allah, my bone is weak now, and my head is full of gray hair. I'm old. And I have never asked you before anything, and you let me down. So I'm going to ask something. I'm afraid that when I leave this world and I have no children, then people, who's going to preach to people? This is what he was talking about. This is what he is interested about. Who is going to preach your message to the people? I don't see anybody around. So please, God, give me a child that I can teach, who will follow after me preaching to the people. And he said, in particular, this verse, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ. So this boy or this child will inherit me and inherit from the people of Yaqub, because his family belongs all the way in succession to Sayyidina Yaqub, Israel, the grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim. So, and it was a chain, it has been a chain of succession of messengers and prophets from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam until his time, Zakariya. And he just wanted this good doing to preach the message of Islam to continue. So he's not talking about, I want a child for my own benefit. No, I want a child. I'm so embarrassed to say about that. I want a child so he can still telling your message to your worshippers. And in explaining, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ, the one who would inherit from me and inherit from my people, the old people of Yaqub, all descendants of Yaqub, thousands maybe, hundreds of thousands. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam was interested in explaining it. عن قتادة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يرحم الله زكريا وما كان عليه من وراثة ماله. May Allah give peace and blessings to Zakaria, mercy to Zakaria. And he did not have any money to pass to anybody else. In fact, when I researched about him, I found that he was a carpenter, earning, this is Zakaria, a carpenter, who would earn his living day by day. So he really, when he was talking about earth inheritance, he didn't have anything to pass to his children in terms of money. وقد ثبت في الصحيحين أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا نورث ما تركنا صدقة. He was talking about the Anbiya, prophets and messenger of God do not leave anything for inheritance, and whatever is left after them, it should be given as sadaqah to the poor. And actually, I remember reading about the last moments of the life of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam, and he would wake up during the agony of death, and the only thing he would ask the mother of the believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, did you spend the money that we have? That's the only thing he wanted to make sure it's spent before that. وفي رواية عند الترمذي بإسناد صحيح يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن معشر الأنبياء لا نورث. And in another version of the hadith, and he was very specific, we, the prophets of Allah, we do not have inheritance in the sense that the people have. We usually have houses, we have cars, we have something we leave to our children to help them, but the prophets do not do that. So what was Sayyidina Zakaria talking about then? Well, he was talking about giving or passing the knowledge of the book to his son Yahya, so to continue the message of Islam, preaching it, telling it to the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and blessings to Sayyidina Yahya and Sayyidina Zakaria and the seed of all prophets and messenger of Allah, Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam, and ادعوا ربكم فهو قريب مجيب الدعوات. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Among what I found, this is to share with you some of the things I found in the Bible and in the Holy Quran that Sayyidina Yahya in particular was interested in. Number one, among of the quotes in Luke, this is 14:17, no wine or liquor. This person, Sayyidina Yahya, was described, he drinks no wine and no liquor. And we know in the Holy Quran, this is so many verses about that. Among them, this is verse 90 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. Avoid drinking, among other things like gambling. The main point about repentance, I found it also his emphasis in the Bible about it, like in Mark 1:4. He was, when I spoke about repentance. He was arguing with the high priest, you need to repent. And for the king, you need to repent. And you need to ask for forgiveness. Nobody has a blank check to do whatever he wants or she wants. If you make a mistake, you commit a sin, you just come back to Allah, and He is merciful, He is compassionate. He promised that He will forgive you your sincere repentance. And in the Holy Quran, Ali Imran chapter 3, verse 135, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who commit a sin, a big sin, and or wrong themselves, oppress themselves in doing that, there is nobody else to remove that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will accept those who pledge to Him sincere repentance. And they should not insist on what they are doing. Instead of insisting, just go back to your Creator. He is there. And the covenant is a major one. He argued against the priests of the Israelites. No, you don't have a blank check. God did not say that. This is, you invented that. You are like everybody else in the world. You commit a sin, you commit a mistake. You have to admit that mistake and ask for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. But to say that I am immune, God gave my ancestor a blank check that all your descendants are forgiven, that's not true. It's not anywhere. And in the Holy Quran, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 40. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. O children of Israel, you have to remember my favors in you. In order for me to fulfill my part of the promise of the covenant, you have to fulfill your part. Your part in what? In being good believers, in being righteous, in doing good things, not to fill the world with corruption and tyranny. And Yahya alayhi salam said that the people who benefit other people will be rewarded, and those who harm other people will be cut like a tree, a fruitless tree, a tree without fruit. These are his words. What's the use for a tree without fruits? Well, firewood, it will be cut down and sent to fire, while the fruitful tree will be maintained and taken care of because it gives fruits. That's exactly the same like people who benefit humanity, other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them and extend His favor to them because they benefit His creation. And in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فينكث في الأرض. This is Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 17. As for foam, it vanishes, but as for that which benefits the people, it remains on the land or in earth. And Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam was very famous in preaching giving charity. When you amass a wealth, this is a great blessing from Allah. Share it with His creation, those who are less fortunate. And in the entire human history, we have this lesson in the Holy Quran and in Islam. It's directly after Salah and Siyam. After Salah directly. والذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة. Always charity is connected directly after prayer. And in his time, there were people forcing other people to take their money from them by force. And in this is in Luke. In the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. This is Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, 188. Don't consume the money among you by defrauding each other or taking something yet is not yours. It's a major principle. The whole system of society would crumble down when people start defrauding each other, cheating each other. And Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam was very much interested in not for people not to accuse each other falsely. Like, you said this about me, or you did this about me, or to me, and you did not do that. Also, it devastates society when we start saying things that are not true. And in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. This is Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 72. The believers are the ones who do not testify to falsehood. And finally, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, peace be to him, said a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Yes, we make efforts, we work hard, but there is really Allah's wish, Allah's will to agree with that, to stop that, to increase that. And in the Holy Quran, Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51, verse 22, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. And in the heaven is your provision and whatever you are promised. So, who was Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam? He was a Muslim. He was preaching what is there in the Holy Quran. And we live here in Dalton, in the south. This is Southern Baptist. This is the Southern Baptist country. So, if you talk to your friends at work or neighbors, you may mention them what I'm talking about. That we cherish and glorify all the messengers of Allah and all the prophets. And we consider them Muslims and we consider them righteous. And we have a lot in common, more than the differences that the media try to portray. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه وأعنه، ومن أراد بهم شرا فخذه وأهلكه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا، straighten the lines and complete the measures.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
الضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى وجدك ضالا فهدى وجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.